This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to a reminder that Silicon Valley is only part of Northern California. You can see the contrast by visiting Stockton, due east of San Francisco. Once a hub for agriculture, Stockton went bankrupt in 2012. As KQED's Sam Harnett reports, Stockton is now about to experiment with a new way to sustain residents, universal basic income.
Stockton's problems are far from unique, says its mayor, Michael Tubbs.
Well, I think Stockton is absolutely ground zero for a lot of the issues we're facing as a nation, and also opportunity to really create policy solutions that are scalable in a way they're not in other communities.
There's wage stagnation, rising housing prices, loss of middle-class jobs, the looming threat of automation.
I feel as mayor is my responsibility to do all I could to begin figuring out what's the best way to make sure that folks in our community have a real economic floor.
So the city is experimenting with Universal Basic Income, or UBI. For 1 year, several dozen Stockton families will get $500 a month, no strings attached. The goal is to gather data on the economic and social impacts of giving people a basic income. Dorian Warren co-chairs the Economic Security Project, a nonprofit that's contributing $1 million to the effort.
What does it mean for your self-worth and dignity? What does it mean to say, here is unconditional guaranteed income just based on you being a human being, right?
The project's in its early stages, and it's not clear how families will be chosen. UBI actually isn't a new idea, says Stanford Law professor Michelle Anderson.
UBI was first pitched by Nixon as an answer to post-industrial job losses.
Yes, Republican President Richard Nixon once considered the idea back in the 60s. By testing UBI today, Anderson says Stockton can assess whether it gets more economic stimulus giving money directly to citizens instead of offering tax breaks to lure in corporations.
The UBI that's being proposed in Stockton now is very small compared to the big corporate subsidies that cities like that engage in.
Stockton racked up millions in debt on development projects in the past, which got the city into trouble, says Mayor Tubbs.
Our history has been we've overspent on things like arenas and marinas and things of that sort to try to lure in kind of tourism and dollars that way.
Tubbs thinks the UBI experiment will show that Stockton's best bet is to invest in its own people. I'm Sam Harnett for Marketplace.